As we head into Memorial Day weekend, you might notice the 33,000 flags planted on the Boston Common this morning, one for each Massachusetts service member killed in conflicts from the Civil War to now. 33,000 flags representing 33,000 families. For three Massachusetts residents, Memorial Day taps reservoirs of sorrow. They were toddlers when their fathers died during World War II. And this morning, for WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, they reflect on living most of their lives without them.
Geraldine Conway Marensky had her whole life ahead of her when the war ended her father's.
That's the telegram, the original telegram.
Received May 1st, 1945, exactly 1 week before the war in Europe ended.
Reads, to Mrs. Marion E. Conway, 7 Pine Grove Avenue, Lynn, Mass. The Secretary of War desires me to express his deep regret.
Her dad, Army Corporal David Leonard Conway, a strapping Irish guy with black curly hair, had been killed in Germany. Geraldine had just turned 2 years old and was left with just a few spare memories.
I remember him laughing and reaching over to lift me out of a crib. That was one memory. Another memory was playing as if he was going to drop me into a pile of dirt in the backyard. It was, you know, up and down kind of playing.
A few old photographs on display at her home in Merrimack fill out the picture. One shows her smiling, wearing her father's army hat. She also knows what he sounded like, thanks to a worn wax recording from 1944.
Growing up, my mom would play this record. Kind of a ceremony. She would get it out so that I could play it on a little record player.
Hello, say.
This is your father's voice, and she wanted me to hear his voice.
Now, this is kind of a novel idea, a novel way to wish you a merry Christmas in the event that I don't come home.
As a little girl, my dad was an angel in heaven, and so I was hearing an angel talk when I was 4 or 5 years old. As I got older, of course, that image went away.
As she got a little older, Marensky had more questions, but her mom, who never remarried, didn't want to answer them, at least not the hard ones.
She got a look. There was a look in her eyes, and as a child, you didn't want to make your mother sad, so you didn't ask the question.
It was many years later, decades later, that Marensky answered some of those questions for herself. In 1985, when she was in her 40s, she went to see, for the first time, her father's grave at a U.S. military cemetery in the Netherlands, a grave marked by a white marble cross.
It was the period at the end of a sentence. It was something to touch with his name on it.
Marensky's understanding of her father changed that day.
And I had a very elderly Dutch woman come up to me, and I explained that my father was buried there, and this poor woman burst into tears, threw her arms around me, and said, "Thank you for your father." I had never heard that in my country. Never. Your father's a hero, but never thank you. I realized that if he had to die in a war, he died doing something that these people still appreciate. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing to grow with.
Still growing with it at 71 years old. Unlike Marensky, William John McLean III does not have childhood memories of his father. McLean remembers other things.
The first memory that really sticks with me was as a first grade student at the Wyoming School in Melrose, and there was the celebration of Memorial Day, and we little kids were asked to bring in any mementos from the war that would be a part of the discussion.
Little Billy took the medals of his father, William John McLean II. One silver star, 2 purple hearts, the last one for the wound that killed the Army paratrooper in the waning days of the war in Germany.
In those days, we walked home to lunch. It was a neighborhood school, and I went home and my mom asked how it had all gone, and I burst out in tears. I remember saying to her, when she said, "Why are you crying?" "Because Daddy died." And that was the first conversation that I can remember having with my mother about the fact that my dad had been killed in the war.
McLean says Memorial Day brings up those tough memories. The day also brings pride. He says he's always understood the necessity of his father's sacrifice, even though he still feels the cost of that sacrifice.
My dad was killed on my second birthday. So every birthday, and I just celebrated my 70th, every birthday is a grim reminder, realistically, of the loss of my father. And every year that I celebrate that birthday, and I hope I celebrate many more, will be one more year in which he was not a part of my life.
Walter Carter of Newton has been living without his father even longer. His dad, an army doctor, was killed in France after D-Day. His mom never remarried, and growing up, Carter missed having a father, missed being better off like the other kids. But half a century later, he says some of that loss went away when he found a trove of letters in his mom's attic after she died. In one of them, there's a snapshot of two toddlers in front of a Christmas tree, stubby arms raised in salute.
I don't remember having that picture taken of my brother and I saluting him, but after my mother sent it to him, he wrote back asking, why are they saluting with their left hands?
The letters led to new questions, and one day in the library, Carter found a written account of a soldier who was being treated by Carter's father on the battlefield just as shots rang out and killed the army doctor. Carter went home, he dialed the operator, and asked for the telephone listing.
I called it, and a man came to the phone. I said, are you Frank Warrenovic? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, I'm Captain Carter's son.
There were many more calls after that. A year later, Carter and Warrenovic went to France together, where Carter visited his father's grave for the first time. Then the two men went to the hedgerow, where Captain Norval Carter died June 17, 1944.
Laid a bouquet of flowers on the spot where my father fell, and it was like attending my father's funeral life. You know, 50-some years after his death.
Closure. Walter Carter's not sure he'll ever reach it, but he says he's moved closer toward it. At 73, on another Memorial Day, without the dad he barely got to know, he's less troubled by the loss of his father than he used to be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.